What's up, guys? All right, today's video is titled "Some Punk Kid Looked Like He Bumped Into My Ran Into My Car With a Motorcycle." So as you guys know, I usually do DoorDash at night. I was obviously parked legally. It wasn't here, it was at a different restaurant. And I went in to get my order. Then when I came out, I saw this had happened over here. Obviously, looks like a motorcycle ran into it, and he didn't leave a note or anything. It's a hit and run. And the thing is, I didn't take notice of it until the next morning when it was light. You know, I didn't see this at night. Mechanically, the car is sound. Everything is fine. I mean, it's just, other than just being a bump like this, everything is fine. Now, I did try to pull it out with my hand. It's not gonna work. Now, this chassis, as you guys can tell, looks like it's gonna go through the whole car. So it's not like a panel. You know, this is a door right here. So, let's see. I mean, do you guys think this is a panel that can be removed? Or is it like the entire chassis? Because if it's the entire chassis that's going across from there all the way up here, down there, then obviously removing this panel is probably going to be very, very expensive, to the point where it's not even worth it to fix it. So what do you guys think? What if the guy gets a machine and pulls this out? I'm 100% certain if the guy is like able to like get a machine of some sort and like pull this out and then sand it, put some Bondo on it, it will be fine. You know, even if he doesn't paint it, I'll be happy if he's able to just pull this out and make it look right. So you guys out there who know anything about body shops and stuff like that, in my particular situation over here, let me show you from the side. As you guys can see, this is going in. I mean, this was a powerful hit, you know. Unfortunately, where I'm at, like every couple of nights, depending where you are, you know, some punk kids, they gather with motorcycles and they do wheelies, you know, showing off in front of women because they have a small dick and they think by riding motorcycles, it's gonna make them look cool. So, you know, again, no note, no nothing. I didn't take notice of this until, you know, the morning. You know, I didn't expect this to happen. But again, guys, overall, it's really not that bad. If somebody can, like, pull it out, we can call it mission accomplished. I don't know how much this would cost. If it costs within $300, I'll be happy. Let me show you the other side, okay? See? This is the other side over here, okay? This is the other side, okay? See how the other side is coming out like that, right? You know, the other side is supposed to be identical to it, but it's. I mean, somebody had to probably hit this like head on, going probably 15, 20 miles an hour, you know? Yeah, see, this is strong, guys. Yeah, some, you know, it's as if the guy like purposely ran into the car, you know? Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if some punk kid was like, "Hey, baby, watch me ram this car," you know? Yeah, so you guys can tell that, compared to the other side, this is a direct hit. And again, I wouldn't be surprised if some punk kid was like, hey, baby mama, watch me ram this guy's car, because I'm a cool dude, you know? So, you guys out there, let me know. Do you think this is something that can be done for maybe $300? Do they have to take the whole car apart? Can they pull it out with a machine? You guys, let me know. All right, guys, talk to you later. Peace.